You know what happened? I was about to tell that story about not knowing what new life is, in spite of her having been in new life and all. Years passed by, huh? Yeah, and I simply said gypsy life and this and that. Well, it might mean this, you know, that go from place to place. Let it's a sort of a renunciation and all that sort of thing. It didn't mean anything to me. I simply added one thing, you see. We went out begging, you see, and what it implies might be that we have to continue to beg for love from the Lord and this and that. All I tried to just, I didn't know what to do. They were there with all these guns around me, you know. So I just started wondering as to suppose the people after this, this was 1970-71, people will come and what is this new life? What could it be? What could it mean? And this and that. And our Lord comes to our rescue. One day, a certain person comes over here, and that person is, I think, Anita. Via. And you know how she was. Now she is not well. I hear that. I haven't seen her for quite many years now. So we are sitting here, few people around, and we are reminiscing of our old days, you know, her old days with Baba and our days with Baba and this and that and all that sort of thing. And she says about the 1930s, when she met Baba first and all that, and how it was that they were there, you see, and there's no time to cut short the whole story. During his second or third trip, it so happened that Baba told them not to tell anybody about his visit to the West. They got themselves lost. Baba didn't say who he is or any other sort, but somehow or other, these are the first ones who came through others, you know. And his personality or whatever his presence was such that they got themselves so lost that they forgot even their families. Husbands forgot their wives and wives forgot their husbands and mothers and fathers and this and that. About 15 of them were their small group. After he left, within about 10 days, he left their company, and then they got back to their senses, and they started saying, my God, these 15 days or 10 days passed by, you see, and then they went and reported that we were with a certain man, you know, who had come from India, and who could he be, and we felt him to be like Christ in our midst, and this and that. Why did you all not inform us? We forgot about you. That was this strain. The refrain was that we forgot. So, but next time he has promised us he'll come again. So we will let you know. But in the meantime, Baba told them that unless and until I let you know, you should not inform anybody of my visits. He goes again. Again, they come there and they don't inform anybody. But third time it was impossible for them not to share. So this is the drama that was played in the third visit. So what happens is this, that's what Anita tells. You know, this time factor is such that it makes us rush through like the prayer that I had. Yeah. So what happens is that she tells now, this is 30s, mind you, early 30s. Says, Baba has given a concession. All right. Yeah. Because it was now impossible to evade their families like that. There would be a friction then every time like that. So Baba says, all right, fix a day. When I come the next time, fix one day for general public. Whosoever wants to see me can see me. So that was the day. So people are being brought, you know, my cousin, my wife and my child and my sister and my brother and this. And at that time the introduction was, how do you do, Mr. Mehr Baba? Mr. Mehr Baba. You see, that's how it was. So those were the years of Mr. Mehr Baba, you know. So Baba would say gestures, I'm happy to see you and this. And all that has nothing to do with her story, but you should just imagine that all that. In the crowd, Anita tells me that day, it was only for a few hours. People are coming, there's a big hall, people are seated, some people go away after seeing Baba, being introduced and all that sort of thing. Came one young woman, very young, very beautiful, very healthy, and she does not even know why she is there. Nobody is there to introduce her to Baba or anything like that. So she looks here and there to the crowd here, and what's happening, why are they are all facing something. So she turns her face towards Baba. seeing Baba, all of a sudden she bursts out into tears and cries, and she kneels down before Baba and cries loudly. Baba takes her head and puts her head on his lap, on her knees, and Baba comforts her and soothes her and all that. After a while, Baba lifts her head up, looks into her eyes, and the interpreter is there to interpret. And Baba says, "What's the matter with you? Why are you so miserable? You are so young, so beautiful, so healthy. What's the matter with you? Why are you so miserable?" And she again bursts out into tears and says, "I know, I know. I am healthy, I am beautiful, I know I'm young. Not only that, I'm very wealthy. And yet, I'm so miserable that there's no escape but to commit suicide." So Baba looks surprised. Says, "But then who stops you from committing suicide? Why don't you commit suicide?" And all people are hearing this. You see? And thus saying, he took her head and bent down and put it on his feet. So with the gesture that commits suicide now. And there she again begins to sob and all that. And Baba soothes her, comforts her. And then she calms down. And afterwards Baba lifts her up and says, "There you are. You have committed suicide. You are no more your own. Now begin to live the new life." Oh, I see. That is the new life. You see how it dawns upon me, I'm hearing now. Begin to live the new life. To love me. And to remember me. Go and sit there. That's how she is. Again the cue starts and how do you do, Mr. Mehr Baba, and all that goes on and on and on and on. After about half an hour, Baba calls her again. He says, "Remember what I told you. Now you are beginning to live the new life, to love me and to remember me, and keep happy. You are no more yourself. Go." And Baba embraces her. She goes happily, you know. After she leaves, Baba stops the queue, and those who are there in the hall, Baba addresses them. He says, "Did you see what happened here? This is the suicide that she committed. It's known as the suicide of the brave. People in the world commit suicide. It's the suicide of the coward. What they do is they put their neck in the noose. They blow their temples. They feel that that's the end of the whole thing. No, that's not suicide. That's the suicide of the coward. See how she committed suicide? This is the suicide of the brave. I want each of you here to commit the suicide the way she has committed. And now start to live the new life. To love me and to remember me." It's a new life. And then Baba says, to begin to live the new life is not to have a new page or a new chapter in your life. It needs to have a new book. You see? To love me and to remember me. Past is past. Throw the thing out. And begin to love me and remember me. So that is the real meaning of new life. And all will have to one day, sooner or later, millennia passes by. It will be one. Everyone has to live that new life. Yeah. Whether it be this advent or that advent, is the same one comes again and again, the ancient one. To love him and to remember him. That's all. That's the gist of all this. No amount of austerities, no amount of renunciation can ever help us. Just remember him and love him. Begin, Baba says, drill your mind. Begin to remember him. Yeah. Once in a while during the day. Then twice a while during the day. Thrice a while during the day. Fix some timings. Gradually love will begin to surge in you. That's what he has promised and assured us. Begin with remembering me. You can't love me, but you can remember me. Remember me in any form you like. You can abuse me and remember me. That is also remembrance. You can remember me through loving me. That is also remembrance. Anything will do, provided you remember me. And that will play the trick. And that's how it is. Okay, now. You have to go to the Baba's room or what?
If anyone's going, when they should go.
Okay, lunch. By the way, one little humorous thing about New Life Bay. You know, this was, you see that it's 1948. This double story thing, you know? What do you call it? Single story building? We call it double story, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, building. Formerly, there was no such thing as this hall or this or that. There was just this little cottage in between. So, naturally, Saros thought that, well, there are people come, you know, Jean Adriel is there, Norina and Elizabeth and Margaret and all are there, and all, where to accommodate these people, and Indian women, and they're all herded up in the room and all that, sleeping on the ground. So he thought that, well, there'll be a building. So Saros was a moneyed person, he had money and all that. So Baba permitted him, so he constructed that thing. 1948, it was ready, August. And the women were naturally apportioned their rooms, and now they have their rooms, and now they have their pegs, and they have the corners, and this. They felt so at home with that. It's in 1949. And then Baba says, now, well, then he christened it, named it as Mehr Azad. You see, it was a happy day and all that. Then soon after that, Baba says, let's go out to Pune for an outing in Elizabeth's car and all that. So go. And this is now the month of September. September, I still remember that. And there, Baba, Mehra is fond of gardening. Somebody is fond of something and all that. So Baba says, would you like to purchase something? It's on the main street there in Pune and all that. The shops are there. So Mehra pipes in something that she would like to have a horse, and like to have this, and like to have that fork. So go and purchase these things. And they purchased everything, whatever they wanted, money purchased, something maybe. I don't know anything about that, but this is the story that comes. And when they come back, after a few days, Baba says, you know, I've got a plan. And that we, in the meantime, he was in seclusion, mind you, and he had already planned it, and he had already made me write down the points, you know, the new life. Yeah. And I'm wondering that they have purchased this, and we had to unload the car, you know. So that's how. So as soon as the fell settled, finish, dismantle the whole thing. So then they started saying, this is what I heard later on, but why did you make us purchase? Why did we waste money? Your money was wasted on this. I said, yeah, man, it's all right, doesn't matter. For some days it was useful, so. But now we have to leave. So that's how it was. Yeah.
And they didn't know they'd ever come back.
Huh? Yeah, never to come back. Yeah. Never to come back. Mm.